want to pray.
Okay. Okay.
For him, please.
Well, we're going to do this because I'm going to get off the air in a minute. Lord, I thank you for this caller. Lord, it seems like it's a package deal, but I want you to move for this family. You love families. I want you to bless the caller as they intercede for those in the family. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I'm praying for your power to break and destroy every yoke, everything that comes against your will in their life, God. I'm praying that you would give them a sound mind as they present themselves to you. Lord, that healing and deliverance would take place in their lives as they submit to your word. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. I got to go. Thank you for calling. I love you guys. Be encouraged. I'm Bishop David Veal Sr. God bless you until next Wednesday. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So we see the Holy Spirit brings glory and honor to Jesus. I just want to show you the work of the Holy Spirit. And when we allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in our lives, it will cause us to live our lives supernaturally. Amen? And I'm going to break this down so it's practical to you, so you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world. See, there is the spirit of the world that's on some people. They got a worldly spirit. So they conform to the world. They fit right into the world. They go along with the flow that's in the world. The world tell them that certain things is okay, and they go right along with it, even though the Bible says it's wrong. You better be careful who you stand with. When people stand in opposition to the will of God and want you to come along, agree along with that, you better watch it. Because then you are introducing and you're inviting the spirit of the world into your life. And the spirit of the world is not nice. Because it blinds you to the truth. Spirit of this world is the spirit of the devil who opposes all righteousness. Y'all got quiet on that one, didn't you? I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost still the Holy Ghost. Amen. I need to tell you the truth. You have to be careful. People that you associate with and mindsets that you embrace, because it's popular with everybody else, you better be careful what side you come down on, or you'll find yourself being an enemy of God. Amen. See, the world will turn you hostile toward God. And you'll start picking up mindsets and attitudes about God. I don't want to go to no church no more. You know, I don't have time to read my Bible. Just you start getting hostile in your attitude toward the things of God. start not wanting to be around other believers. Man, all they do talk about Jesus. I ain't got time for that today. Where's that coming from? Okay, is that the spirit of God or is that the spirit of the world that didn't come on you? You see, it's trying to mold you and shape you. It's trying to conform you to it. And there's a pressure there to conform. But look at what the scripture says. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So one of the reasons that the Holy Spirit is present in our life is to reveal to us the things that God has prepared for us. Things that I hadn't seen. See, the natural eye can't see these things. Things that ear hadn't heard. He's talking about the natural ear. It's things that the natural ear can't comprehend and can't understand. The natural eye can't see it. The natural ear can't hear it. So when you receive the Holy Ghost, it puts you in another realm. A whole nother realm of living where you can see things that other people can't see. You can hear things other people can't hear. Amen. I'm just telling you, I'm just reading from the Bible. Which things we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now listen to this, verse number 14. But the natural man. Everybody say the natural man. See, the natural man, the man who's governed by the spirit of this world, the man who is governed by his flesh, by how he feels, by what he sees, by what he hears, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness to him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned or judged. So when you're talking to natural-minded men, they think you crazy. They say that boy done lost his mind. You tell somebody we heard angels singing, they say, boy, them people, I ain't going around that church. People talking about they hear angels and stuff. We have another set of ears. We have the element of the supernatural, which God intended for us to live in this place, not to visit this place. We're supposed to live in the spirit. This shouldn't be like every now and then things happening supernaturally. I mean, it should be so common to us, the supernatural. Not that we disrespect it or that we take it for granted, but it should be so common to us that it is more natural for us to operate and function in the realm of the spirit than it is for us to function in the flesh. You see, a bird don't have any problem flying. You clip a bird's wings, and you done messed him up. Because now he can't do what he was designed to do. He was designed to fly. Designed by the Creator to fly. And if you take that away from him, then that bird, its purpose no longer exists. You know, a bird that can't fly is going to die. It's just like walking in the spirit and being led by the Holy Ghost and living a supernatural lifestyle should be so natural to us, almost like a fish in water. A fish in water don't struggle to swim. Why? You put him in water and he in his element. He's in his domain. That's the realm he was designed to live in. Now, you take him out of that realm. Take the fish out of water. And what do you start doing? Flopping around. You ever been fishing? You caught him, took him out of the water. What are you doing? He's trying to swim. He's doing all those things that he did while he was in the water that work. But he's out of his domain. He's out of the realm he was created to operate in. And now nothing's working. And he's not going to last long in that arena. But you can take that same fish that's almost about to die because it's not in its element and stick it back in water, and all its genius comes alive. Oh, he back in his element, because now he's in a place where he was created to thrive and to prosper. So when you take a born-again, spirit-filled believer and you take him out of his arena, out of his element, I'm going to tell you, he's going to have trouble. Things just ain't going to work right. He's going to have trouble breathing. He's going to feel pressure he wasn't designed to feel. He's going to have turmoil he wasn't designed to deal with by himself. You understand? He'll have stress come on him that he's not equipped to handle because he's not in the arena that God designed him to be in. But if you get over in the spirit, everything start falling back into place again. We're supposed to live in that arena of the spirit, being led by the spirit, being guided by the spirit, being taught by the spirit. Amen. Being empowered by the Holy Ghost, being anointed by the Holy Ghost, living, submitted. Amen. Submissive to the Spirit, yielded to the Spirit. Now, it costs you something to be in that arena because you got to crucify something. You're going to crucify that flesh. How many know everybody here got a flesh? How many of you know that your flesh keep you from experiencing God's best? Flesh has its own mind and its own way. There are times I'm sitting on the couch and my spirit man will say, get up and go walking. You know, you need to exercise and stay healthy. My spirit man talking to me. And flesh say, not today, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. Tomorrow is a better day for you to do that. It's too late. It's too cold. It's too hot. You know, it's never a convenient time for the flesh. And the old spirit man just stayed locked up. He done told you. See, that was the Holy Ghost nudging you on the inside. I'm going to say nudging me on the inside. And because my flesh has its own will and don't want to sweat, don't want any kind of discomfort, right? It don't want to be uncomfortable at all. It don't want to be stretched. It don't want to be pulled. It don't want to do nothing that's going to cause it a little pain. And flesh will say, just go get one of them brownies in there, sit down and have your glass of milk. You can walk tomorrow. And boy, flesh, get up and go get that brownie. Now, I'm using me for an example, but I'm telling you, twice as worse than me. You're probably twice as worse than me. So I'm just telling you, see, these little simple nudges to do things that are right. Read your Bible right now. And flesh say, wait a minute. This is a good part of the movie. Wait till it go off. When it go off, then I'll take my Bible out. Well, you know, that's all wrong. You know what that means? Flesh is running the show. And that's why the power ain't where it needs to be. That's why the supernatural being cut off. Because we are not listening to the Holy Spirit who is on the inside of us, who's given us the wisdom and the plan and the strategy. I mean, he's got a plan for you. If you would just listen to him, then you would be in the plan already. So you had to crucify flesh and learn how to